Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
Yeah, by the man in freezing, full effect.
You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Dave?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down.
Girl, I must warn you.
Warn you.
Trust a big brother smile, huh? Yeah. Y'all know what time it is, and y'all know where y'all at. So I ain't even got to say nothing, but I'm going to say it just for those that may not know. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, we on Kel's Corner. It's the Thursday edition of Kel's Corner. What month is this? What month we in, Trace? You know me. I'm lost. April, right?
Yeah.
This is April, right? Okay, yeah. That's right, because Tuesday was 420, so Thursday got to be 422, you know? I get together sooner or later, you know? This Wizards team is what have me. They got me lost in the Saw Street. I was so ready to complain and fuss and be mad, and you know, lo and behold, these Bammers got me in a good mood. You know what I'm saying? I'm balling like never, you know, balling. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really. So you know, I don't know what my man say. I never met a queen before. I don't know whether to shake your hand or bow down. I feel like breakdancing. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Get my boogaloo on, you know. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about this NBA playoffs that's heating up here. Teams are starting to, you know, put themselves in position. And you know, with that in mind, I have a question regarding the Lakers and this New Jersey Nets team as well. You know, what are they showing us? You know, should we be worried? Not worried. Should their fans be worried?
Right.
You know, because we've learned in the past continuity is a great of the NBA championship. And you know, so that's going to be a big question moving forward. We're going to talk the NFL draft. Do you realize, Treat, the next Thursday that we're on air is draft day? Can you believe it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow, man. I mean, it feels like the draft has just crept up on us, you know? And boom, it's here now, man, you know? If you had any questions or any wonderings of what, you know, they'll all be answered next week, next Thursday, you know? So, you know, I'm looking forward to the draft. I'm looking forward to, you know, hearing who will, well, we all pretty much know who the first pick is going to be, but you know, there's always a mystery and there's always someone who screws up in the draft. So I'm looking forward to see who that will be this year. And I want to get a pulse from you all on, you know, have your feelings changed as far as who you're saying that your team need or what position is of urgency with your team? We want to know. We want to know it all, you know. NHL, hey, those Caps, they're doing it again. Mm-hmm. They're leading the NL East right now, and I don't know, you know. I'm looking forward to seeing these Caps dominate in this Stanley Cup right now. They've dominated, or have been dominating during this regular season. So it's going to come down to these last few weeks, and we're going to find out if these Caps are potted meat or are they steak. You know what I mean? You say what?
I start laughing when you said potted meat.
Hey, you know, we've seen teams dominate all during the regular season, and then when that postseason come, you know, when the rubber hits the road, these guys, you know, turn out to not be what we expected them to. You know what I mean? They fold completely under. So you know, these past few weeks, they'll tell us. You know, we're getting into what I like to call the breakdown and the meat of the regular season, because I mean, right now, you know, if these teams don't position themselves, be smart, pace themselves, there's so much that goes into a playoff run, and we're going to find out, are these guys contenders or pretenders? All right. So we're going to take a quick one, 563-999-3782, 563-999-3782. Actually, hold on. I'm being new. You know what? Ms. T, I'm going to spank my own hand for that. How are you today? I'm so sorry.
I'm fine. No, you're good. I mean, it just feels that way because we always talk. So, you know, it's all good.
Yeah, well, we're going to keep it going.
My weekend was good.
Well, I know your weekend was good because we on a Thursday show, so it's the weekend coming.
My week. It's going to be good because my birthday is coming up.
Yes.
My birthday month.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We shall celebrate. We shall celebrate. Good time.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Okay, now I can go. We can go to break. 563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999-3782. Call your friend, call your neighbor, let them know that Kill and Treat are on the corner. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight?
All right.
I'd like to welcome to the stage the lyrically acclaimed.
Woo!
I like this young man. Because when he came out with the phrase, he went from ashy to clay.
All right.
I like that.
All right.
So everybody in the house, give a warm round of applause for the Notorious B.I.G. The Notorious B.I.G., ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for him, y'all. A nigga never been as broke as me.
I like that.
When I was young, I had some fair leaves. Besides that, the pinstripes and the gray.
Uh-huh.
The one I wore on Mondays and Wednesdays. While niggas flirt, I'm throwing tigers on my shirt and alligators. You want to see the inside? I see you later. Here come the drama. Oh, that's that nigga with the fake.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Why you punching me in my face? Stay in your place. Play your position. Here come my intuition.
Uh-huh.
Go in this nigga pocket. Rob him while his friends watching. And hoes clocking. Here comes respect. His crew's your crew, or they might be next. Look at they man eyes, big man, they never try. So we roll with them, stole with them. I mean loyalty, niggas bought me milks at lunch. The milks with chocolate, the cookies, butter crunch. 88, Oshkosh and blue and white stuff, that's the blunt.
Sky is the limit, know that you keep on.
hope that was soft. Even when I was wrong, I got my point across. They depicted me the boss. Of course, my orange box cousin makes the world go round. Plus I'm fucking bitches ain't my homegirls now. Thug stacking, dabbled in crack, gun packing. Nickname Medina, made the scene and took my Nina. From gym class to in glass, passed off for global. The only nigga with a mobile. Can't you see like Tolu?
Can't you see like Tolu? Can't you see like Tolu? Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, folks, but that big, I was into that Biggie for a minute. And yes, sometimes I like the curse words. I'm sorry. That's just me. I grew up with it. Hey, you know what I mean? I don't think Biggie said anything that nobody has ever heard before. So anyway, who is this masked Wizards team? It's the question that I'm going to kick it off with. This team, Trees, all the fucking, you know, I'm really starting to think, you know, Kale, you've been a nag butt, man. You've been a nincompoop. Let these boys play, you know. This Wizards team is really showing me that they coming with fight this year. That they're coming with fight and most off expectations. Don't count them out, basically.
Right.
It is what I'm seeing with this team. They're basically saying, don't give up on us.
Mm-hmm.
Don't expect the same that it has always been. Now, I'm not going to be one of those facetious fans and scream NBA finals and all of that yet. That's not where I'm going here. I'm finally seeing a better brand of basketball. I'm seeing a team that not only shares the ball, but they're playing defense. They're in touch with one another. The way that Westbrook and what's his name? The young guy we got from you all, Tree. Yes. What's his name?
Gafford.
Gafford. I don't know why I wanted to call the boy Hargrove. But the way that Gafford and Westbrook are playing together, it's almost if these guys have been teammates for a minute. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't believe that they're new in each other's basketball lives. You know, it's almost as if, you know, I watched them on last night versus Golden State Warriors, and you had no look passes. You had it was like at different points in time, these guys weren't communicating where we could see where you would know that they're talking to one another.
Yeah.
But they were, because of the result, the alley-oop, you know, the screen set, you know, these guys are really, really in tune with one another, and it's amazing to me. It's amazing to me because, I mean, everyone knows, it's documented. DMV Kale could not stand this previous Wizards team. And what I couldn't stand was that these guys didn't play along with one another, and they didn't play defense. Well, they're doing all of that now. They're doing all of that now. And, Therese, as much as I hate to say it, You know,
go ahead and say it. I was right.
No, not that. I expect you to be right. You know, you wouldn't be here if you wasn't right. But I expect right. that from you. But as much as I complain, we complain about
right.
Scott Brooks when things were wrong, we got to give him his credit when things are looking better. Now, do I feel that the Wizards still need a new head coach? Yes. Yes, I do. Absolutely do. But,
right.
but what I'm going to say is I have to give this man more credit than I have been. We still need a new coach. But I have to give Scott Brooks his credit because I do see some form of defense being played now.
Right.
You with me? You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We dogged the man and drug him through the mud when things weren't good.
He
now that things
are
looking, he and exactly. I'm with that totally. He's still not playing them right. His rotations are some crap. He doesn't use players enough, and some players he used too much.
You know,
Lopez. I understand Lopez is an NBA veteran, and you know it's easy to have a trust factor with him. I can understand that. But it's a different team on the court when Lopez is out there. It's visible.
Right.
It's visible. It's visible to everyone watching, everyone in attendance. And that was that, you know, sidebar. That was great yesterday to see fans in the arena and cheering and you know, showing enjoyment. You know, I can't believe it's been a year already since, you know, we've had that experience. And to see the fans in there, it was a good feeling. It was a real good feeling. But as I was saying, Lopez, you know, the team just plays different while he's out there. You know, those guys aren't really – I don't want to say that they aren't – here's the word I'm looking for. The attention to detail seems to fall adrift. Can you understand? You understand what I'm saying, Tree? The attention to detail. Yeah, these guys seem to lose focus. You know, let's bring my man 57. What's up, 57?
Hey, 57.
I'm like a man smoking at the gas station, baby. I'm about to blow up. Shoot, I'm out of the hospital. I'm out of
you
the
have
hospital.
The
All right.
Congratulations.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Congratulations, brother. Prayer changes things, bro.
Huh?
Yeah.
Mama sitting across from me. Life is good.
Life is,
you know,
beautiful, baby.
I thank God every day. But let me tell you something. I saw the – who was that got hurt last night?
Oh, Avia.
Yeah, I
drafted. Yeah.
It seemed like that boy was playing good ball until he hurt his leg last night. Just the fact that they seem to be playing together. And you said, I don't know if it's really Scott Brooks or the fact that they got a leader out there now. You know, I'm not taking anything from Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal is a good player, you know. But sometimes you can be a good player and not be a leader. You know, you're
right.
A good player.
Right.
Kawhi Leonard.
I think they got a great leader out
Kawhi
there.
Go ahead, Tree. Tree size sneaker, little snug. Tree trying to sneak her little sucker punch in there. Kawhi Leonard is a great player. Stop it. Stop it. Go ahead,
but he's not a leader. He's not a leader. Who fought with him?
But,
he's not even
but
talking.
You know what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Kawhi Leonard, you know, when he was in Toronto, he had a lot of good players with him. He went to the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not that vocal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Westbrook is a vocal guy. Matter of fact, when
mm-hmm.
they left
right.
the game last night, you had people wearing the shirt, "In Russ We Trust," you know.
Right. Right.
You can be a good player, but you don't necessarily mean you're a leader. You
right.
know?
Right.
And the Clippers right now, they don't have a leader. That's why I don't think they'll be in the championship. LA will end up coming back and winning that thing again this year or playing for it. Embiid and the Sixers, I know we were talking about the Wizards, but I want to see the Wizards in the playoffs. I really do. You know,
mm-hmm.
I hope they get that spot and they get that play in. Because I think the way they're playing now, playing together as a team, they might be able
they
to upset
get the play in, 57. They got the play in right now. They in the playoff spot.
Oh, they do? Yeah. I didn't know that. I thought they were fighting for it.
No,
cool.
They won it last night. They won it last night because Chicago and the Raptors lost. So that means the Wizards was the only one who won. So they up.
We
left.
We might be seeing a change of things. Only thing I'm afraid of is that the Wizards going to do good, and I want them to do good, but everybody going to say it was Scottie Brooks, and he's going to end up being the coach here again, you know, and we're going to go through the same thing through the season. That's all I'm afraid of. But from what I saw last night, hell to the Wizards, man.
Can I say something to you, 57, though? Don't be scared.
Yeah, go right.
Don't be scared. Let me tell you why don't be scared. Don't be scared because even if Scott Brooks succeeds, and getting y'all into the playoffs and all that. That's what you want. That's what you want anyway. So now that you got them into, you know, the playoffs and all that, they're going to trust him more. And so now that they see that what he's saying is the truth, so they're going to buy in more. Then he's going to get a little bit more comfortable with the people that he got. And then we're going to see a different Scott Brooks, I guarantee you.
Well, I hope he's gonna win too.
But he just don't know how.
He don't know how. And to the Capitals, I like part of me, Kale. I think the Capitals will pull it out. I like part of me.
I mean, served its purpose when we was growing up, little kids in North Carolina, getting saltine crackers and a Pepsi and some potty meat, and life was good. So, I mean, potty meat had, but unfortunately, we need steak here. You got to bring steak when you're talking about hockey, man. You know what I mean? Because I watch those guys skate up and down that ice and million times over. I'm like, whoa, I know I couldn't do that. You know what I mean? Hockey is one of those. Yes. It is one of those sports where, you know, when you see basketball, you're like, oh, I can do that. He dunk. Oh, I could dunk. You see a football play, you know, oh, I can make that tackle.
I can make that throw.
Mm-hmm. Or I can catch that. Nothing about hockey. I'm talking about even the goalie. There is nothing about hockey where you're going to find me, the MVKO, saying, oh, I can do that. No.
I second that.
Hey, look, they're a different breed of athletes, man. And I give them their props. I give them their props. But,
and when they be fighting, Kale, when they be fighting on them daggone just holding them, just fighting with them blades on the bottom of the
head.
I'm like, Lord,
right.
You got that kind of body.
Somebody gonna get hit with a stick if I'm out there. Somebody gonna get a stick.
I'm eating
everything. Look at here. Do not let DMV Kale get you down to the ice. You hear me? Because I'm going to be riding on the back of you, punching, swinging, biting, kicking, scratching, and clawing.
Yes.
You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
There will be no more getting up to, no, no.
Yeah,
I'll
be
it
out.
Happening.
They be throwing
so,
me out suspended. Yeah,
yeah,
I need to
exactly.
Get somebody ill. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? All right, Holyfield.
I'm biting, I'm scratching, I'm pulling, I'm doing everything.
Hey, I ain't mad. You gotta win. You gotta win. Do what you got. Do what you
got
gotta to. Do. Do now.
By any means necessary, I'm gonna get you up off me.
Yep.
But
some
let's,
of them hit
let's bring
them.
Okay.
Go ahead, Fitzgerald. You good?
I was gonna say some of them hits I see these guys take out there. I probably could only take about one or two of them before I done hit you across the head with my stick. I'm going to be honest. So it does take a special breed. You're right about that.
Yeah.
Now, speaking That's of it. Hits, and we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to bring my man Lou in on this one because it seemed like Kevin Durant has taken another hit, man. You know, I'm starting to ask myself, is he balling, y'all? You know?
Okay.
563-999-3782. That's our number, man. We'll be right back.
MSP, yeah, they label me a drug dealer. Cause I'm bout. I mean, I'm rowdy. I heard what them killers said. Everybody talk about. We doing it. We doing that.
We doing what?
We in the studio whipping up dope tracks. Cause we real.
We
you
real.
Better guard
we
your grill. Real. Cause if we body, if you ain't body, you might get killed. I represent.
B-R-U.
Where them killers ain't. Third wall, uptown, Calvillo. On the map. Back up off me. Ain't no soft. Better guard your grill, motherfucker. We coming hard, G. I got killers in the project selling water. I got chicken from New Orleans to Florida.
Body.
I mean they riding,
riding.
You better watch your issues, cause these niggas is violent. I mean they snatch you out your car on the kidnap.
Break
lay you on the floor and tell you if you better break off some snaps. So you dead, put that pistol to your head. Ain't no love where I'm from, but young in the grave. I mean they dying. Look, it's fried.
You know, I would just love to do a show where there's no new Kevin Durant news. You know what I mean?
And
it's not about on the court. It's not about anything on the court. I was watching Undisputed today, and something Skip Bayless said seemed poignant to me when he was describing Kevin Durant. And he said, it's like Durant trolls the internet, trolls Twitter and Facebook, and waiting for anybody to say something bad about him, and he had to respond. And Skip Bayless was saying maybe this was what Kevin Durant uses as fuel to prepare himself to play on a nightly basis. Now, I didn't think about that, and I can see in a roundabout way where that could be done, but it leaves me to question if you're being fueled in this manner, why respond and argue at all? Let it fuel you. Allow it to fuel you, you know? Be that little kid, you know, the commercial with the little kid that's lifting the two buckets of paint and you know, refusing to drink the raw eggs and all the, you know, use that, use what they're saying as fuel. You don't have to respond. And I mean, so much to the point where we're talking about Kevin Durant and burner accounts and Kevin Durant and, you know, people getting the best of him and getting to him. Lou, what's going on with your man, Lou?
Right. Yeah, that's what I want to know. I'll say one thing, though. I don't know how you can put Skip Bayless and Pointy in the same sentence because he is one of the most arrogant, you know, ones out
there. Yeah.
And I never was.
Yeah, but every now and then, Skip will say something that's accurate.
That's true.
Accurate. A broke clock is right twice a day.
Twice a day.
You know what I mean?
There you go, man.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to discount everything that he said. And truly, to be honest, football is the only place where Skip and I really part ways. And that's because we all know he's a diehard Cowboy fan. And I can't stand Dallas. So, you know, there's where he and I part ways. But other than that, you know, I give him his props on being a somewhat decent reporter, you know. So, you know, we can't take that away from him, even though he's an idiot when it comes to football. But I digress.
That's true.
Kevin Durant. I mean, dude, seriously, man.
Yeah.
What part of you being a successful two-time champion, two-time MVP, millionaire, don't you get? Why is it so hard for you to see that? And where is your ego, mindset, manhood, where a dude, we're talking about a 14, 15-year-old kid, can rouse you up, can get to you, can push your buttons? How is that?
Well,
how is
like
that?
I mean, really?
I mean, certain people, I would just be like, 57, you in here with us as well. But certain people, I would just be like, oh, well, so what? That's how you feel. Who cares? You know?
Yeah.
It means nothing to me, you know?
And people call me sensitive.
You know?
But can I say this? This is what I was trying to say to y'all, even about the Kyrie Irving thing. Like, even though, you know, certain people say certain things, you don't got to respond to everything. You don't have to respond to everything, every little thing. You don't have to fight battle.
You should.
That's just in a relationship, in a marriage, in a friendship. You just don't fight every battle. You pick and choose, and then you fight those, and then you move on.
I told you, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, that was more of a personal situation. Kyrie Irving didn't like the fact that Schroeder was getting in his business as he was.
Dennis Schroeder? Okay.
Dennis Schroeder was getting in his business, and Kyrie took exception
offense
to that. Offense to that, yes. So, the N-word may have been what he chose or the direction he chose to walk down, but I have to believe it was more than just that. The way that he was reacting to the man, it was more than just that. That the fact that man was calling you the N-word is not what set you off, seriously. On that rage, rampage,
he
went
on. But can we just say this? Just like when you young, you taught not to fight every battle. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but words could never hurt you. Like they don't. But listen, I know, because words do hurt. But guess what? They don't punch. They don't stab. They don't nothing. They don't make you bleed, is what I'm trying to say. So at that, in that moment when he was acting irate, that it was a choice. At that moment, he made a choice. Okay, I'm going to make an ass out of myself right now. That's what I'm about to do. Because somebody said whatever they felt the need to say that made you react like that, then you need to check yourself. Because can't nobody get me out the box like that. I don't care what
right.
they say.
Yep.
They can call my mama the B word. They can call – I know my mama not the B word. And, but guess what?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. You can't fight.
Don't say nothing about my mom.
And I'm going to address it. I am going to address it. But you know when I'm going to address it. I'm going to address it when it's not going to – I'm going to address it when it's not going to affect my coins. That's
you can join me as long as you want to. Don't say nothing about mom.
Listen, you can say what you want to say about whoever you want to say. That don't hurt
the moment. The moment.
I'm a grown person. I'm a grown person. I'm a whole grown person.
Y'all let words hurt y'all, and y'all be in situations,
and then y'all gonna be in a situation that you wish you wasn't never in because you chose to react in a physical way when you don't have to.
The moment the words your mama are uttered,
yes.
The fight goes to another level of disrespect. That confrontation goes to another level of disrespect. It seriously does.
It has nothing to do with my coin. Only when it has nothing to do with my coin. Y'all got to teach y'all young people. You got to teach them better. See, fighting is what they look for. Hold on.
So I'm getting mine whipped or you get yours whipped.
Hold on. When you start fighting and doing all this other stuff, that's what they expect of us. Wait a minute, hold on, 57. Listen.
I'm sorry, baby.
When you in a professional atmosphere and somebody say your mama, so what? You're going to let that affect your coins. Now you're going to be suspended for four games, not getting paid because somebody said your mama is whatever. Hold on. You got it, 57. You're going to need a check on the debt.
I ain't changing on that one right
there. Let me say this. That's why you never going to have a check.
You never going to have a check. You're going to be in that situation,
right,
then, so that's good.
I just won't have
Next.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on 1 minute. Okay? If the setting that we're in is such a professional setting, mama talk shouldn't even be brought up at all anyway. So while you're saying that I'm being unprofessional or I'm affecting my coins, no, I'm not. That person that brought that to the forefront is the one that is being unprofessional and messing with the coins. Now, what I will say, you are absolutely right. Your reaction and your response should be one of a mature individual. But when you're off that court, I remember Kevin Garnett. They were playing, what was the team name? I forgot the team that he was playing. But Kevin Garnett waited outside of the locker room for a guy to come out. Because that guy, we all know the story of Kevin Garnett's mom. And that guy brought Kevin Garnett's mom to cause fury, to have Kevin Garnett act out of character. Kevin Garnett didn't do it. But when the lights and the cameras were off of him, he wanted to go full on him.
Absolutely.
Now, and that's what I'm saying.
And that's respectable.
That's all I'm
That's
saying.
That's all I'm saying.
It's okay. It's okay for you to deal with that and handle that in a manner where it's hearsay and rumor. It's hearsay and rumor. But if you respond while those lights are on and that camera is on you, you are winning. I mean, you are giving your opponent the upper hand. Because not only are you going to be kicked out of that game, but you're going to be fined as well. You're going to be fined as well, and you may have to suffer a few game suspension here. So who really won? Who really won?
That's all I'm saying.
And one thing that my mom always taught me, son, your behavior explains to this world who exactly I was to you, who exactly I am to you. You know what I mean? So people can say whatever they want to say. It's when you give in and you allow yourself to become whomever or whatever it is that they're saying that you've given them the victory. Now, that's all I want to say about that. That's all
that's
I want to say about that.
That's fact. That's fact.
Really.
You're never supposed to handle it on the floor. You're never supposed to handle it on the floor because they never catch the first person no way. You know what I'm saying? So the reaction is all they're going to get.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be stuck sitting there looking crazy. Like he was looking crazy. Because now Schroeder, he's shrugging his shoulder like, what's wrong with him? I ain't say nothing. I ain't do nothing. This man acting crazy for no reason. You know what I'm saying? So now he up there looking crazy because of what? Your mama or a nigga or whatever he said. I mean, come on. You know, you giving the people what they already think of you anyway. They think you crazy anyway. So now you out there acting crazy. So what else? What they gonna say, Kyrie? Are you talking about that crazy man that scored all them points? That's what they gonna say. Like who want to be known as the crazy person, but I scored all the points. Like no. Learn how to control your yourself. Period. Because that's all you got is yourself and your word. I mean, look, we got at some point we got to stop being, you know, so rah rah rah. I'm gonna beat you up because you said my mama. You know your mama ain't whatever they just said. Your mama knows she ain't that. Everybody else know your mama ain't that. So why are you letting that irk your nerve to the point where you about to get signed this check right here, this game
because,
right here, about to be thrown out? Then I can't play for
Because you're already in a aggravated mode or mood. Thanks. Over something else, and that is why I'm saying that being called the N-word, it may have lit the match, but that fire was already in place. That fire was already ready to go because of other things that took place during that game. You know, now I'm not saying that Kyrie wasn't truly mad over being called the N-word or whatever, you know what I mean? Because I respect his path that he's on now. I respect what it is that he's, you know, trying to do with himself. But at the same time, come on, bro. There was some leftover. Exactly.
So you got to accumulate themselves too. You just got on his face.
Yeah.
People been calling you the N word forever because sometimes it's a word of endearment and it's just how people talk, and sometimes it's meant in a derogatory way. So, you know, it's,
well,
you got to give people a chance to say, okay, I'm sorry, you know, I forgot you was on that path. I may slip up. You just started this path, so, you know, let me get used to it real quick.
Well, I'm going to say this. Kyrie, Durant, the whole Nets team, this next song is for y'all. 563-999
Right.
3782
Right,
here it comes.
Here it comes, Lou. Here we go, Lou.
I hate this song.
Yeah, oh baby.
I hate this song.
Yeah. They need to pass that door to you, Lou.
I never liked it.
You
got to
hold it
down.
Pass the Dorchi.
Pass the Dorchi, 1984. Yeah.
You got no food.
Before we had two kids on the block, we had this crap.
How does it feel when he calls you the N-word?
Right.
Kyrie, you really look like a fool.
Get up in the
hole and turn your ass down.
That's the basketball.
Yeah. Kyrie, Kevin Durant, y'all. Kyrie, and, well, that was for Durant. Well, you know what, Lou? That was the worst time of all reaction to what we consider pettiness by Durant and Kyrie, both of them.
Right.
Durant, you should know better than be on Twitter and Facebook responding to people. I don't care if it is a burner account. Why in the hell is this situation that important to you? How somebody else views you, how somebody else feels about you, that you have to respond? Come on, man. Come on, man. It's a damn shame. You got every other aspect of your life in order. Every other aspect of your life in a notable, very satisfactory position, and you do this, and you go here. Come on, man. Come on, man. Kyrie Irving, you're the same. You fought and clawed and made it out of the muck and the mire, and grew up to be a champion NBA basketball player. And you're going to go off on, oh, well, he called me a name. So what? So what? When did somebody else's thought of us, ourselves, qualify as who we are? When did that become the way? You know? Because I was always taught, son, you are who you are.
Right.
Son, you be
right.
Who you're going to be. No one describes or defines you. You do that yourself. No one else. So why is it that I understand this, but Kyrie or Kevin Durant can't? Why
right.
is it they can't
ego.
Understand it? Ego, some might say that, Lou. Some might say
hold
it's
up,
their
right
ego.
Now,
well, look, ego will get you in trouble, man.
Oh, absolutely.
Ego
yeah.
will get you in trouble because egos will have you thinking outside of who you really are and what you are really capable of doing. That's what ego does. So if they're being led by their egos, then that's one more false move. That's one more thing that makes me say, what in the hell are wrong with you guys? Seriously.
Right.
What is happening with you guys that you're being led by ego? Really? Wow. Let's bring my man Marcus in. How you doing, Marcus? What's happening? What's going on with you?
I can't call. Ain't that, man. Man, I've been missing y'all, man. Tripping.
Hey, we've been missing you too, bro.
Yeah. For sure. You know, I love this right here, man. I love all this respectful debate.
Camaraderie.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So, to catch you up a little, we're talking about Kyrie and Kevin Durant, man. It seems like the past couple of weeks, I can't do a show without talking about Kevin Durant. He's done said, he's either said something crazy or we're finding out he's arguing and beefing with somebody. Or, you know, it's just a mess right now with him. And then Kyrie Irving, you know, getting in arguments with that argument with Schroeder and, you know, being ejected from the game and fined and all of this. It's like, what is going on in New Jersey, man? What is it, the water? Are these dudes drinking, you know, contaminated water out there in New Jersey or what, man?
Man, look, you know, I haven't really been paying attention to it, but I knew Kyrie had been tripping already, you know, and, you know, I don't – When it comes to these guys, man, you know, like you mentioned ego. You know, a lot of times, man, you talk about it from a positive perspective, you know, about having like playing with a chip on your shoulder and really knowing your worth and all that. But then you got two different types of pride, man. It's like ego and pride, and you got good pride, and then you got foolish pride. You know, you got that foolishness that a lot of players fall into, and they start thinking it's all about them, man. And like you said, they just start making bad choices and saying stupid stuff and doing stupid stuff, putting their teammates down, all that other kind of stuff. So I don't know the details of it, but I already knew Kyrie had been tripping. Kyrie was tripping already, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't know. I know a lot of these players, you know, they could also be at that midlife crisis point, you know, because they went into the league young, and you can have all the money in the world, but your expectations of where you should be, a lot of times as men, it hits us when we are reaching that 35-year-old point,
40-year-old
point, you know?
Right. You hit it on the nose. Hey, man, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, I didn't even think about that one. I didn't even think about that. But and that could be, you know, a reason. And it would be a legitimate reason, you know. We as regular everyday citizens, we say, oh well, I would be like this or I would be like that. You know, I made money, I'm successful, but there's still some things that may not be sitting right with the athlete himself. So that was a great point, Mark. That was a great point. All right, we're going to walk off the court and get into some football talk here. 563-999-3782 is our number. When we come back, Ms. Treese, you ready, girl?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. 563-999-3782. Kale Corner, baby. We'll be right back. man, how man, Pop Life. Prince A was a boy when you wanted a girl. That was so adequate, you know. That was so adequate. But
oh,
go ahead, Miss C.
I'm
sorry.
Okay, so I want to send a shout out to Eddie George. He's the head coach of Tennessee State now. They offered him a position a little bit over, I think like 2 weeks ago. I think I want to say 2 weeks ago. I wanted to say this last week, but I have forgot. But I do want to send a shout out to him for that, Eddie George. And then let's go to Jalen Hurts with the Philadelphia Eagles. So the Philadelphia Eagles, Nick Sirianni, went on an interview, ESPN interview, and he said that he's not naming Jalen Hurts their starting quarterback. Now, they went out and did they went out and got his old coach. They went out and got some people, you know, try to surround him with good players because he was named the starter back then last year. He was named the starter for this year. So now he's coming out saying that he's not going to be the starter, and he's every position on the team is going to be a competition. And he was like, everything we do, even rock, paper, scissors, he was just seeming old. Like he was, I don't know if anybody the interview. He better win, because if he don't, they're going to say he was on some type of drugs or something. Because he just seemed off with the conversation and the things that he says, because it was three of them on the interview saying, and then when he started saying, rock, paper, scissors, and we do rock, paper, scissors. I challenge my players to rock, paper, scissors, and we do this, and Jeopardy, and we do Jeopardy. And I was looking, and then the other coaches was looking at him like, what? And then they started laughing. I'm like, you want somebody to take you serious? I see why y'all team is crazy over there.
But you know
because
what? You know what, seriously? I don't think Jalen Hurts has impressed. See, we got to remember that Philly has a new coach. They have a new head coach with them now.
Yeah, Nick Sirianni.
And Hurts might have done what needed to be done or what was asked of him with the old regime. Well,
no,
you got a whole new regime
new,
here. And I heard they picked up.
No, this was the new one. This was the new regime.
That's what I'm saying.
New regime, so, the new people, Nick said that Jalen Hurts was the starter. And now they're coming back and recant.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Somewhere they have lost confidence in him. That's all I'm saying. Somewhere they have lost confidence in him. And they're saying that, in other words, they're trying to cover themselves before a decision is made. Because you know they went out and signed Joe Flacco.
Yeah, he's supposed to be the backup. So now that's what the competition is coming in at. They saying every position is going to be competition. So now they want him to compete against Joe Flacco.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, hold on, wait a minute, what? But you go out and get his own coach. You go out and get the old, you know, everybody to surround him. To make it seem like he's the starter, but then now he's not the starter? I don't get it. I don't understand what's going on. So it's all confusing.
Yeah. Let's see if my man Marcus can make sense of this for us. What say you, Mark, about this here?
I don't have really much to say on the topic. You know me. I always got something to say, man. I got to listen in on this one. Because I really don't know the details.
All right, 57, what say you, bro?
Right. Come on, 57.
Ain't nothing wrong with good, healthy competition. That's how I feel about it. Jalen Hurts played good the few games he was in last year. Unfortunately, he played under a dumb coach
last year that didn't, you know, I mean, in a game, you're not even trying to win a game because you're trying to stop another team from going to the playoffs. And I agree with you, Tree, if Jalen Hurts had been there for a year and had played all the games and did well. But I don't think he said that he wasn't that he couldn't be the starter. He just, like you said, he said, you know, everybody going to have to compete. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. That's my opinion right there. That, you know, that's
right. Only 57 answer will leave with such venom. You hear me? You know, they were trying to see what else they had there, man. That's why Hurts was pulled out of that game versus Washington, because they were trying to see what else they had. Yes, last year, and they knew that they weren't going anywhere.
Okay.
They knew they weren't going anywhere, they didn't have ambitions of the playoffs last year. Am I wrong?
No, they weren't going to make the playoffs. But would you lose a game just because you didn't want another team to go, even though you ain't going? And that's how the coach played it last year. That's why I say he was that coach was a dumb coach. That's why I called him
that's
a dumb coach.
That's how it looked. And then, guess what? No. That was him. He knew that he was going to be fired. That was him giving a middle finger to the organization for the decision that was coming down the road.
Okay.
But, dog, come here now.
Real talk.
Why would you, that shows your character,
right?
Then, if you would go out there and play a game like that, like Trent said, that shows your character right there. That you don't give it to
all.
Well,
guess what it don't show? Guess what it doesn't show? That check that still was deposited in your bank account. That's what it don't show.
Yeah, but look.
He still got his money.
Ain't no checks going into your bank account from the NFL here.
I'm pretty sure he's a assistant with someone somewhere.
I haven't heard of
somebody's coaching staff.
I haven't heard him. Nowhere.
Nope. I ain't heard his name.
Well, we all know how it goes when dudes get fired or dudes are released. They normally either go into head coaching on a collegiate level or they become a part of someone's staff. Same with NBA, same with hockey. You know, they look out for their own, man. They look out for their own. You know what I mean? All right, we're going to take another one. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Now, I was just telling Therese in our production meeting, the next time, next Thursday, we're on air, will be the NFL draft. So I need to know from you guys. I need to know, you know, what is the greatest position of need for your team? What do you hope you see your team pick up? And Treece, y'all got a little bit of talk around y'all, man.
Man,
we're going to get into that when we come back. Calm your ass down, 57. We'll be right back.
All I can do, I say.
Red, red wine. All right, 57. What is it that you was trying to say?
San Francisco is sitting in the catbird seat right now. Everybody, mm-hmm. from everything I've been watching on TV and listening to, San Francisco, everybody's waiting to see what San Francisco going to do. Are they going to take Trey Lance? Mm-hmm. They going to take Mac Jones? You know, they sitting with a full house, and everybody's mm-hmm. waiting to see what card they're going to play first, you know. And I think after that, then everybody else going to play their hand. But to me, the most talented team and the team with the best choice is San Francisco in the NFL draft right now.
That's what everybody's been talking about.
So out of those two quarterbacks, Trey Lance, Mac Jones, and who was there?
Justin Fields.
Who are you wishing for your team to pick up with that third pick, Trey?
Justin Fields.
Really?
Yeah.
I think personally, Trey, I would like Justin Fields too, but I think y'all really gonna take Mac Jones.
They've been talking to Justin Fields a lot. Like, you know, he's been, you know, talking back and forth. And I don't know.
But the comments that have come out regarding Justin Fields, I think that's going to hurt his status. I really do.
They did that on purpose, man. They did. They sat on the top of Justin Fields on purpose.
Yeah, I agree with you, but regardless, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
this is something San Francisco also did that I didn't hear. Tree, I ain't heard you say nothing about Tree. They had a quarterback coach and another coach to work with Trey Lance in his last combine thing that he did, the second day of the combine. They had a couple of guys to come out and work with Trey Lance. I don't know if they're going to take him, though.
No, I hope not either. Jesus, because Trey Lance came out. Who he played for? Because I don't remember him.
Oh, man, I can't. They played their last one season. They only played one game because of the virus.
That's what
I can't remember.
Yeah, I know. That's
right.
What I'm saying. So you didn't really get a chance to really – you know, see him. And I don't know. I hope not, but my wishes and prayers are for Justin Fields.
Okay.
That's my heart.
57, where you at with the Pittsburgh, man?
I
know you guys. Now, I'm going
to
say this. 57, I'm sorry to keep cutting you off, but I got to get this out. You all better go in this draft and looking for a quarterback as well, man, because we saw last year Ben falling off, you know. We saw last year Ben not being able to, you know, really get that ball downfield as expected from his coaching staff. So you got Marcus, you're a trip. So you got to you on the air too, Mark. But you guys need to really, it's a little bit too late, and maybe Haskins will work for you all. Maybe having him work with Ben might help you guys, because honestly, I believe the only problem with Haskins was maturity. It was the mental side of his game that just was wrong. Now that he's been cut from a team, and you know, he knows more what is expected of him as a NFL quarterback, you know, it might work out for y'all, but I seriously think y'all need to go after a quarterback, man. Go ahead. What are your thoughts?
We got 8 picks in this draft. And people got to remember that when we picked Ben, Ben wasn't on anybody's radar but ours. You know, when we picked Ben. I think, first of all, we're going to go for to show up our offensive line. And I'm hoping that Finney Sewell is still around and everybody's still talking about all these quarterbacks. And Finney Sewell is still around and we can end up getting him or Slater. Mm-hmm. But I think with our 8 picks, we're going to end up with a quarterback. It just might not be a quarterback in the first round. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Well, that would be smart. That would be smart. And again, like I said, we don't know if Haskins will be a difference maker for you guys this season. You know, one thing for certain and two things for sure, he's had experience and he's had an opportunity. He's had an opportunity to show exactly what he can do in this league. So, you know, I wouldn't count him out just yet. Marcus, what's up, Mark?
What's going on, family?
What's up, Mark? Now, Mark, I know what team you I know who your boys is. So let me go ahead.
Hey, listen, I'm over here laughing, bro. I'm laughing because if they think they're going to get any production out of Dwayne Haskins, man. That boy is, that boy has shown what, even if he get another chance, he has shown, he didn't show his character. He didn't show just about everything that's wrong with him. Now, I'm not. Remember, I will give him the benefit of the doubt because he's young. I'm always like, these kids are young. They're coming out of college. Give them a chance, right? Yeah. Okay. We're gonna see what he do. But he's still undeveloped. He's got a lot of development to do, a whole lot. So I don't think nothing's gonna happen with him. But what you were asking something about my beautiful Reds, my beautiful Washington football team.
I was seeing if we were on the same page. 57 named the lineman that I want for our team, so we can finally get rid of Morgan Moses. But what are you landing on as? And I read somewhere that people were saying Washington was going to draft a running back at number 19.
Do you hear anything
about that?
I've been hearing all kinds of stuff. I don't think they're going to do that. I think they're either going to get an O-lineman, which we really, really need, or another linebacker, you know, to make that defense even more incredible. But I definitely do not think another running back would. I mean, we still got Bryce Love. We got so many running backs.
We cut Bryce Love.
But look, he's still another. But he ain't do nothing. He been injured the whole time.
He minimal now.
I'm just saying. Yeah. All I'm saying is he was just another piece to this laundry list of running backs that we got. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't think drafting a running back, you know, would be important. Is something that we need, and I don't think that would be smart. We haven't been making dumb decisions lately. I think they really, really are going to go get, a complimentary player for that offensive line because we need it back.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter if Heinicke or Fitzpatrick start. If he doesn't have anyone to protect him on that offensive line, We're doomed to repeat the same failure. You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
I Well, he really doesn't have to. He really doesn't have to.
But he needs to, though, Kale. Because he's already been sitting. He's already been sitting. He learned enough. He came in a couple of games. Y'all can't step him back now. Y'all got to put him back out there. He's already got his feet wet in the water. Let him go on back out there. He knows what he's doing. Yeah.
Well,
then put Fitzpatrick in there because that's what Fitzpatrick is used to doing. He's used to coming on the bench.
You will never, if you do that. If you do that, we know Fitzpatrick is used to coming off the bench, but we also know that Fitzpatrick usually ends up going right back to that bench. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do then? You're going to try to put Heinicke back out there after he's lost his confidence? No.
That's why you can't. Listen. Y'all would be crazy. I'm telling you. Y'all would be crazy to not play Heinicke first. That would be the dumbest move that y'all made all year. Now you talk about y'all smart and y'all been playing smart and y'all doing this and y'all making all the smart moves. Then you better play Heinicke. So, y'all better play him.
Heinicke has truly shown that he's mentally tough all the way around the board. He came in as a backup, balling. But what I'm saying is, he's come in as a. See, you talking about him like he's a rookie. You know what I'm saying? He has a rookie mentality, but he's already shown that he don't have that kind of mentality. He can come in. He can come in cold and still play good. You know, so and that's. What I mean is, you got the best of both worlds with him and Fitz. You know what I'm saying? Fitz Magic. I understand what you're saying. I totally get what you're saying, Trees. But with this perspective, you kind of talking about him. You talking about him like he hasn't shown that he's mentally tough all the way across. Mm-hmm. Because he came in dry.
That's why I'm saying play him. Because he is mentally tough all the way around the board. That's why I'm saying play him. He can handle it. He's not going to be on the sideline taking pictures. He's not going to be doing none of that. He's going to be balling for y'all. So why would you let him sit on the bench is what I'm saying. He's mentally smart. He's mentally tough. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He got the footwork. We saw that. Why would you let that man sit on the bench and put this old man? And ain't nothing wrong with Fitz because I like Fitz, but he old. You know what I'm saying? So why would you play him first? Come on. You going to play the old guy first?
I think they're going to do a tag thing.
Wait a minute. What happened? I can't hear y'all.
I said Fitzpatrick is good coming off the bench. He ain't your starter. You don't want him to be your starter. Bring him in when you need somebody to throw 100 times.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
For sure. I agree with that.
Use him. If y'all use him right, then y'all going to win a bunch of games. I'm telling you. Y'all throw that man out there and talking about he's a starter. They going to lay y'all out FedEx.
Oh, man.
I hear so much hate in DC.
I'm going to be the one saying put Heinicke in there because I'm going to the game.
Oh, my goodness. And you know what? That Tootsie Roll-ass explanation. Trees, I'm sick of that. I'm going to the game. That don't mean you're a San Francisco diehard.
How many people on this podcast right now that's Washington football team that actually go to the game besides you, Kale, that actually go to the game?
I go to the game.
Washington football. Nothing in my house. I'm not that. But when I go to the game. I don't go to the practice facility because that ain't my team. But when I do show up for the game itself, I show up for y'all game.
Oh, well, you're going to break that this year because we going to the camp and we are having a tailgate at the, fan appreciation day. Yeah.
Hey, Kim, you going to drink out the Redskins cup? Oh, I got my 49 and everything. Coat, jacket, shoes, pants, tennis shoes, boots, everything.
It don't matter what you wear.
It's when you walk into that facility and you just get filled with all that red, all of that Washington football
I'm used to the red.
Boy, don't go there with me.
Yeah.
Boy, I got goosebumps. I got goosebumps.
Don't let me call my mom if y'all talking trash. We show up at y'all house.
She got it all.
She got what?
From back in the day, she got all the San Francisco gear. From back in the day.
NFL shop didn't just serve her son. They gave me a few things or two from a helmet all the way. What are you talking about? And look, if Trees wasn't so scared of my dog, she'd have seen my helmet. My helmet plugged with that thing.
What's up,
Mark?
She gonna sell after they start Dwayne Haskins. She gonna sell some of that stuff, bro. After this,
Haskins with Pittsburgh. Yeah, he's with Pittsburgh.
He thought I was with Pittsburgh.
No, sir. I've heard 57 promote Treats, and she got this. I ain't heard 57 say nothing about nothing Pittsburgh, man. Well, I mean, what's up? You just repping Spirit?
No, for real. He got everything. The tie.
I'm a diehard. I got it all.
Yeah.
I got it all.
All his clothes. You know, all his clothes.
Yeah, you know.
He got to be a diehard, bro.
Oh, I'm a diehard.
He got to be. I heard him talking so much trash, man. Everybody was teaming up on him. He ain't even care, bro. He a diehard.
Yeah. All the way up until that 12th game.
And then it was
it was funny as I don't know what. 57, that Thursday show, he talked, oh my goodness. They was undefeated and Washington was their next opponent, and he talked so much trash. And I told him, I said, 57, y'all ain't seen the defense like ours. Y'all ain't played against a team like ours yet. Hey, look, 57 came back that next week. 57 wanted to fire the coach, the quarterback, the water boy, the cheerleader. 57 was kicking everybody. He was putting pink slips in everybody locker, though. He was getting rid of everybody that next week.
He was a spokesperson for Moore.
Man, look, he was like, two squirts. You gave him two squirts of water? Get out of here. It's a one squirt minimum. You're fired.
You was not supposed to lose that game to the sorry red, watching the football team.
You didn't disrespect it. You said sorry? Did you say
you
sorry?
You know what? It don't mean a thing, Marcus, when when it come from a position of hate and not reality.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, you know what? Hey, you know what? Go ahead. I'm not gonna shy away from that. I'm gonna go ahead and be. I'm with you, Kev. You can call that.
Hey, you deserve a little bit of hatred. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay.
Yeah.
And look, that's and I live right around the corner from FedEx Field. I ain't never stepping inside that place.
Oh, thank you. Glad you cleaned it up. Good job.
Yeah, because he was about to cuss.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
You see what that you see how losing to our team changed people.
Hey,
57 say 57 say mother bleep your podcast.
Right.
Who do I dislike the most? The Washington football team.
Yeah, you should. You should.
So
you have every right. You
but I don't
have every
like
right.
Dallas either. He don't like. He don't like Dallas. He hates Dallas and Washington. Probably the same.
Yeah. I don't
okay.
know why I really
okay.
don't like the Reds. I mean the Washington football team. Because there's no reason for me to dislike y'all. It ain't like y'all have won anything. Why do I dislike?
Oh,
this guy.
Nah.
Can I say
we end winning streaks.
Can I say something?
We end winning streaks. We end winning streaks. Did you hear that? We end winning streaks. We end. Go ahead, Trees.
Get it, Kim. Oh, whew. Y'all killing me over here. But I want to just switch gears for a few minutes. Let's talk baseball.
Go ahead, Trees.
Can we talk baseball for a second?
All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna take a
okay.
quick break, and then we're gonna dive right in to baseball. 563-999-3782. Man, y'all better call somebody and tell them the type of fun we be having here at Kale's Corner. We'll be right back. I'm sorry, Pittsburgh Steelers.
To me, I be work. You see me do me dirt. There's something about that work. When you walk a line. I'm in the cafe, my ta. Drive me, I deserve it. No time to have you lurking. You make a like, now you don't like it. You know I dealt with you the nicest. Nobody touch me in the right. Nobody text me in a crisis. I believed all of your dreams are direction. You took my heart, all my keys, and my passion. You took my heart, I must leave a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had. Something that you never seen. Something that you never been. Mm-hmm. But I wake up and nothing's wrong. Just get ready for work. You tell me I be work. You see me do me dirt.
Work, Rihanna. You go, girl. I love that Rihanna,
okay.
Boy. I'm trying to tell you, man. Whew, goodness gracious. Is it okay for me to love Rihanna? I mean, since, you know, I can't be in love with Alicia Keys anymore. You know?
Oh, you sure can.
Yeah. Okay,
do that.
So we good. Baseball,
yeah,
MLB.
Yeah.
What's
baseball,
going on, Tree?
MLB. So I wanted to say that Joe Musgrove threw a no-hitter against the Texas Rangers. He played for the Padres. And he threw a no-hitter, a 3-0 win, first in history for that team, for that franchise. That was the first time ever in the franchise. Yes, and he threw a no-hitter. And Carlos Rondon, he threw a no-hitter perfect game, but in the ninth inning, somebody got one hit and threw it all in the ninth inning. So I mean, it was a perfect game all the way up to the ninth inning. It was two outs and he couldn't get the last out, and the guy, you know, hit the ball and you know, messed up the no-hitter. But they won the game.
Man, all I'm going to say is when I was a young man, I had that hand-eye coordination. You know, but the older I got, it's just like, I don't know. I was so uncomfortable with that baseball coming at me. And I'm talking about being at the batting range. I'm not even talking about with someone pitching towards me. I'm talking about being at the batting range. It was like, oh, no. It was just uncomfortable for me, you know. And I love baseball. I love baseball to death, you know. It's part of my North Carolina heritage, you know what I mean? We played almost every Sunday, softball or hard baseball, but we played almost every Sunday. And when I got in high school at Forestville, I was trying out for the baseball team. And this guy was at the plate to hit the ball. And the pitcher that they had, let's just say that dude wasn't as dependable as they thought. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He hit dude in the eye, and I witnessed dude's eye falling out of the socket. And I said, can't. That's it.
Kip.
That's it.
Really?
That's
you could have left that part.
My baseball career was over. Dog, my baseball career was over, sis, when I saw that happen. And I said, you know what? Not the ball for me.
It.
Going back to football.
It's over from you.
Going back to, go ahead, Mark.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mark.
My career is over from you just explaining that story.
Okay.
Just hearing about
it. I
don't
even want to play. But play. No more.
Yeah, I'm done.
Look, the coach said, where you going, Mac? He said, where you going, Mac? What's happening? I said, man, I'm done. I'm through. I am through. I can't play baseball. Yeah, my mama said, I can't play.
I got to be in the house anyway. My mama calling me.
What'd you say, the devil in that bowl.
Danville, Virginia, right there on the border, North Carolina and Virginia. I grew up playing baseball. What I had growing up as a kid. When I started playing football, I saw this guy get his ankle broke out there on the field, and I said, nope, that's it for me. I didn't play no more football after that. You know, but baseball, I'm going to tell you something. It's a freak accident if you see somebody get popped in the eye like that. With a baseball, to get hit like that, I almost called him a baseball.
His reflexes was terrible.
There you go, Tree. I ain't gotta say it.
His reflexes.
I ain't gotta say it.
Yeah.
He got popped in the
fire is hot. Fire is hot. I could care less about a reflex being good or bad or what. This is something that can't happen. Hell, excuse me. Oh boy. Heck no. 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 I'm done.
You got a ball coming at you. That's why, that's why you got some people play baseball and some people don't. You know, because like you said, your reflex has got to be there. I mean, that's 100 mile an hour ball coming at you, you know.
You got to figure we're in high school, so the ball wasn't coming at 100 mile an hour. It was probably coming at maybe 65, 70, maybe 80 at the max. Man. Goodness, great news.
That's even worse. He saw that ball coming. He saw his reflexes really old.
I'm telling y'all. That was not my concern. That was not my concern, whether he saw it or not. My only concern was, this happened. That was my only concern, that it happened.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
You see a guy get a Joe Theismann or a Alex Smith type of hit, you know, that's the end of football for me right there. I don't want to do that no more.
Yeah, that's why I don't see how none of them come back that Alex, I give all of them praise, you know, hey, to all of them. Like, yes, Zach Levine,
yep.
Derrick Rose, all them guys that tore something and broke it, and it was just wrong looking, just wrong, all the way wrong.
Paul George.
I applaud them for coming back, playing it, and, you know, playing through it. But I'm done.
Yeah, that's me
walking sideways up out of here. I ain't lying.
Yeah. I had a knee replacement, and I'm going to tell you something. It was hard for me walking. I don't know how guys can have knee replacements and get back out there and play the next season and have a productive season. But that's a lot of torment you got to go through to get that bad boy ready.
They work out, though. They body. Their bodies are in way more better condition than we are. That's why they able to get back out there like that, because their bodies are in a little bit more a lot more conditioned than we are.
Yeah, and
I know my body
is
conditioned like that.
They got all the things they need to get themselves back out
there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Resources.
That's
what it is,
Marcus.
Resources.
They all hanging with Deshaun.
79 of them.
Yeah, you know I was about to go there.
They got
the Deshaun Watson crew hanging around. Yeah, y'all talking about something. Don't get brand shoes. Yeah, I need y'all.
But I get just one. It's going to be on the bottom. I told y'all, I ain't playing.
They got them zeros behind their name, man. Them zeros behind their name give them that bionic juice. They call it bionic juice.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm talking about. Give me some of that. Sir, I love it when you do that right there. Huh? What? I like it when you do it right there. Boy, please, don't get me started. I was told I was a freak that by Ted
the other day. They did call you that, did. They sure did.
Hey, I could care less. Guess what? I'd be masseuse out. My body would be so relaxed and what? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I probably will get hit by a baseball because I'm too relaxed. I can't get my eyeballs out of the way. I'm trying to tell you, I see players get hit with the baseball, and it's like I'm at home saying, you know what I mean? It's like I'm making a noise as if somebody just hit me. So yeah, that baseball, man, a special breed of athletes, man. That's a special breed of athletes.
Hey, look, the man got here yesterday in the back. He just turned around and looked at him. He just walked off.
See what I'm saying?
And he just walked off.
See what I'm saying?
Woo.
Now why can't I fight him, Therese? Why can't I fight him?
It was an accident.
Okay. It pissed me off when a pitcher accidentally hits a guy and he want to charge the mound. That pisses me off when I'm watching a game.
Yeah,
why?
It's an accident because they know it's susceptible. It's an accident. Yes. It's going to happen. You're going to get hit. Everybody gets hit at least once in their career.
Thank you.
If you keep hitting me every time I come up here, and you keep hitting me, I'm gonna charge this mound on you. You act the fool.
Oh, yep. Well, my man just hit a home run on you, and you mad, so I come up and you throw it in my head. Now that's a different story. So if you accidentally hit me.
Yeah, you can tell the difference. If you know baseball, you know the difference.
Yep.
Baseball, because
I'm
going to
say
right
this. Okay.
What happened?
Know the difference. Knowing the difference. Listen, it's the same result. I got hit with a damn baseball. So.
Only thing you're going to do is either one or two things is going to happen. If you react stupid, one or two things going to happen. Either you're going to get put out the game or you're going to get put out the game and you're going to get suspended. So you better act accordingly. When you get hit by that ball, you better look at it and make sure it was accident Because if it was sincerely an accident and you charge that amount, you're going to miss them checks. So you better just go ahead and just be like looking at them, staring them all the way down when you're walking on down to the first base. That's what you better do.
Hey, look, hey, Treece, I just got hit with a baseball. I don't need you talking sense to me right
there. Walk on down. But that's what your first base is telling you. That's your first base coach is telling you that. He's telling you. He's walking you right on down. He's saying, man, it's all right. You good. It's all right. It was an accident. That's what he's there for. He's a coach. He's walking you through it. He know you mad. He know you pissed off.
Boy.
Yeah.
Mad ain't your word.
He's the one that's going to calm you down.
Yeah. Well, and I'm going to tell him. Sam, I just got hit with a baseball. I don't need you talking sense to me. Let me act a little bit of fool. Just a little bit.
He going to say, nah, Kale, I got you, man. I can't. Go ahead, swing on me then. Go ahead, give it to me.
That would be like, buddy, it hurt.
Tell me what you need. Yeah. He's going to say, cut that knee. Tell me what you want to say to him. Just tell it to me. That's all.
Okay. Well,
it's a way to de-escalate everything and not let you get thrown out of the game, too, because we need you. That's what he's going to be telling them. You got hit.
Yeah.
Okay, how you feel? You all right? You good? Can you stay in the game? That's
well,
the first thing.
Trust
you all
me.
Right? Are you good?
Trust me. That is one aspect of the game that just, like, makes me respect these guys all the more.
Right.
Because I'm serious. You hit me with a baseball, it's going to take a whole lot of time for me to contemplate on not coming at you. Serious. And
right.
I got a stick in my hand. I'm fighting my natural reaction.
But guess what, Kim?
You hit me
your
over
natural
you back.
Reaction, your natural reaction is going to change because that's going to be your way of life now. See, you just going off of right now because you don't play baseball. You're going off of what you would do if you was in that situation. See, they got to live this lifestyle. They got to live it. You know what I'm saying? This is their livelihood. This is what they do for a living.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is their job. So they can't just be just running up to the mound because they got hit with a ball. It's in your contract. You will get hit by a ball. You know what I'm saying? At some point in your career, let's be thankful if you don't. But you will get hit because it's an accident. They throw the ball.
Yeah.
They trying to hit a certain target. It slip out the hand. It come out wrong. You can tell sometimes. And sometimes they try to hit you. You just know the difference if you know baseball, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a lot of players that lost their career because they got hit with a baseball.
Yep. Not thinking.
Yeah.
And you can't
you
do
know
that.
What
you,
I mean?
can't let them win. It's an accident. Most of the time, it's an accident. 80% of the time, if somebody 90% of the time, if somebody get hit by a ball, it's an accident.
The
other 10 is retaliation.
Yeah, you get some time when a guy just got a home run smacked on him, and the next guy come up, he might get one across the head real quick if he don't duck. You know?
Yeah, check him. He's checking him. Yeah, hit you if you. Yeah.
Yep.
But I mean, you're not supposed to do that and all that kind of crazy mess. That's why they throw them out the game, too. They throw them out the game. If you get hit and they know you hit the person, they throw them out the game, too.
What's going to happen to
you?
You
know what I'm saying?
If you hug them and play too close, what's going to happen to you? They're going to brush you back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Tree.
Yeah,
Yeah.
That's why I like hockey.
Yeah, they let you fight.
That's exactly why I like hockey. I like hockey, man.
Yeah.
That's why I try to tell Kale. He needs to be playing hockey.
Hey, man, I went to a hockey game, man, and fell in love.
Kansas State.
They got everything.
Not no me,
the kid. They got
everything. Kansas State. Yeah, and I love to watch and go and and be in the crowd. I love that. I love that. But, you know, as far as me participating, being out there on that ice, ham sandwich, No.
I love that, Joe, man. You got everything. You could check a Bama coming out of ice at full speed, flip that Bama, knock him down. You can literally crack him. If you hit him with your stick, you only get a couple seconds like a minute or so in the little timeout booth.
Oh, in the spin band. I know. Trust me.
And then if you really want to get with it, you can throw your gloves down and straight box the nigga, knock his teeth out.
Yeah, that's why so many hockey players don't have teeth.
That's why so many of them
don't have teeth. But, I'm more of a spectator with hockey, and I'm going to keep it real. I'm more of a spectator, I let them Bammers go on, man. Get out of their way. Seriously. Uh-huh. Nah, that ain't something. I don't see myself recovering. Because every hockey, think about this. As we get ready for the Washington Capitals and the New York Islanders, which should be a good game. But every hit in hockey is two hits. The one that initiate and the one that falls. Those are two hits. And I don't want no part of either one of those. Either one of them. No. You think, Lord have mercy. And it's funny to me how hockey is the only sport, one of the only sports, that's okay. It's okay to fight. You know what I mean? They look forward to it. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, wow. You know what I mean? I kind of dig this. You know, they getting it in. They getting it in right. For real. I'm with it. I'm with it totally, you know. I want to bring up the UFC match this weekend. Usman and can you pronounce? I don't want to pronounce this man's name wrong.
Masvidal.
Two. Who you got? Three.
My tongue got tired. I want to say Usman, but Masvidal is a monster. But I'm going with Usman.
Yeah, I'm going with Usman myself. Who you like here, Mark? This right up your wheelhouse, man. Who you like here in this fight?
Came to you before, man. When it comes to UFC, I put no money on nobody. You could go down any. It's a multiplicity of ways you can go down. It's just not fair. It's not like the sweet crime. It's totally different.
A multitude. Nah, that ain't what he said. What'd you say, Mark? Come on, Mark. I need that word again, man, in my life. Multiplicity.
I said a multiplicity of ways.
Oh.
Dang.
Wait a minute.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wait a minute.
Educate us here on the corner, man.
Wait a minute. I'm telling you, man.
I really, and you know what? I want to see Usman win. I want to see Usman win. Masvidal is a crap talker, a doo-doo talker. Every interview I've seen him in, he does too much to me, for me, you know? And I think that Usman is going to punch his ticket this weekend. I mean, for real. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the last UFC fight that I've been this interested in seeing, that I really want to see the outcome in, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be cool this weekend to get a little MMA UFC into us, you know.
Whatever.
And then we got
don't bet on.
No, I'm not going to bet. I'm not going to bet. And they have two sets of women going at it as well. I can never. Shevchenko and Andrade, whatever, you know, and Zhang versus Namajunas. Namajunas. That's right. Zhang versus Namajunas. So it's going to be a great weekend of UFC. I'm telling you, man. And you know, nothing for nothing. A lot of people are not really into UFC like like they should be, to me, you know. I can see the competition. I can see the energy. I can see the excitement in the atmosphere. And I see people really putting into it, you know. It's not fake. It's not fake. These guys are really, you know, putting all they can into winning, you know, and like you say, Marcus, there's no hold barred, no punch scripted. These guys are really at each other by any means necessary. So it should be a good weekend of UFC. I'm really telling you. So, you know, y'all.
Can I say one thing? Canelo Alvarez is fighting Billy Joe Saunders.
Yes, ma'am.
This weekend as well. And they were saying Tyson Fury was giving tips to Billy Joe how to beat Canelo. And I was like, I don't know, you better give him some good tips.
Yeah.
Because Canelo is coming to fight.
They tripping.
Yeah.
I don't care how many tips they give.
Can I say this, y'all? Do you know his name is not Canelo? His name is Santos Alvarez Barragan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that Canelo was not his name.
Oh, wow.
Canelo.
That's just what they call him. You know, this is the stage name.
It's not that. I think Canelo is like his middle name. You know, he got like four names.
No, Canelo is nowhere on his name. His name is Santos Saul Alvarez Barragan. That's his name.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Good to know.
So he'll be fighting too as well.
Well, guys, we come to that point of the show once again. Ms. T, you got anything you want to say? Well, I know you do. Go ahead. Let me hear you.
I want to congratulate the Washington Wizards for being in 10th place and being on a six-game winning streak, because we did not mention that. So I want to say big up. Oh, well, we didn't talk about it.
I thought I did.
No, okay. We didn't talk about it. So I want to give big ups to the Washington Wizards for that. And I want to say we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Love somebody, hug somebody. You know we are here Tuesdays and Thursdays from 5 to 7 p.m. sharp on the corner, Kale's Corner to be exact. And our number here is 563-999-3782. Tell someone so they can call in and have as much fun as we always have. Go ahead, Kale.
You know, hey, ain't nothing left for me to say, man. Kale's Corner, we be back Tuesday. Y'all have a good weekend.
Yeah.
And, hey, man, show somebody some love, man. Surprise them if necessary.
Life is an interesting
show that love,
journey.
Man.
You never know where to take you.
We'll be back Tuesday, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Turns. You can get the surprise of your life. Sometimes on the way to where you're going, you might think, this is the worst time of my life. But you know what? At the end of the road, through all the adversity, if you can get where you wanted to be, you remember whatever don't kill you make you stronger. And all of the adversity was worth it. On your way to the top, you'll do anything. But how do you get your life back when you get there? Yeah, it's my dilemma.
What you need to do is be thankful for the life you got, you know what I'm saying? Stop looking at what you ain't got. Start being thankful for what you do got. Let's get to him, baby girl. Hey.
Fade away, amazing they are great. But after all the game I gave away, safe to say I paved the way for you cats to get paid today. You'd still be wasting days away now had I never saved today. Consider them my protégés, how much I think they should pay. Instead of being gracious, they violate in a major way. I never been a hater, still I love them in a crazy way. Some say they sold the yay and know they couldn't get work on Labor Day. It ain't that black and white, it has an area that's shaded gray. I'm west side anyway, even if I left today and stayed away. Some move away to make a way, not move away. Today afraid. I brought back to the hood, and all you ever did was take away. I pray for patience, but they make me wanna melt their face away. Like I once made them spray, now I can make them put the canes away. Been thugging all my life, can't say I don't deserve to take a break. You'd rather see me catch a case and watch my future fade away.